therefore taught under the stewardship of his elder brother to develop a very strong discipline in devoting himself to study them with discretion and discernment. Thus a calm and open atmosphere prevailed in the episcopal residence in Seville. We can deduce this from Isidore's culture and spiritual interests, as they emerge from his works themselves, which include an encyclopedic knowledge of pagan classical culture and a thorough knowledge of Christian culture. This explains the eclecticism characteristic of Isidore's literary opus, which glided with the greatest of ease from Martial to Augustine, or from Cicero to Gregory the Great. The inner strife that the young Isidore had to contend with, having succeeded his brother Leander on the episcopal throne of Seville in 599, was by no means unimportant. The impression of excessive voluntarism that strikes one on reading the works of this great author, considered to be the last of the Christian fathers of antiquity, may, perhaps, actually be due to his constant struggle with himself. A few years after his death in 636, the Council of Toledo in 653 described him as an illustrious teacher of our time and the glory of the Catholic Church. Isidore was without a doubt a man of marked dialectic antitheses. Moreover, he experienced a permanent inner conflict in his personal life, similar to that which Gregory the Great and Saint Augustine had experienced earlier, between a desire for solitude, to dedicate himself solely to meditation on the Word of God, and the demands of charity to his brethren, for whose salvation as bishop he felt responsible. He wrote, for example, with regard to church leaders, "The man responsible for a church must, on the one hand, allow himself to be crucified to the world with the mortification of his flesh, and on the other, accept the decision of the ecclesiastical order, when it comes from God's will, to devote himself humbly to government, even if he does not wish to." Just a paragraph later, he adds, "Men of God do not in fact desire to dedicate themselves to things of the world, and groan when by some mysterious design of God they are charged with certain responsibilities. They do